will take to reopen the Port of Baltimore or replace the destroyed Francis Scott Key Bridge. Buttigieg noted at a White House news conference that the bridge took 5 years to construct. Ukrainian officials say Russia has struck the northeastern city of Kharkiv with aerial bombs for the first time since 2022, killing at least one civilian and wounding 16 others. The airstrikes caused widespread damage, hitting several residential buildings and damaging the city's Institute for Emergency Surgery. Russia has escalated its attacks on Ukraine in recent days, launching several missile barrages on the capital, Kyiv. On Wall Street, the Dow had 305 points, the Nasdaq adding 36. This is SRN News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The weather news is getting better and better over the next several days, especially as we approach the Easter weekend. Lots of sunshine today. I've got us around 74 for the high temperature. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow's high up to about 69. Lots of sun. And then for Easter weekend, Good Friday, high in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in the upper 70s Saturday, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday, and sunshine for several days in a row. A great forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
1819 News.
The Alabama Secretary of State, Wes Allen, has released a warning about mailers that are going out to Alabamians. Allen says a misleading, unsolicited mass mailing will include pre-filled voter registration forms in them. Allen says that the mailers are coming from two out-of-state groups, Voter Participation Center and the Center for Voter Information. Allen says this effort is only going to cause confusion in the state and is a targeted partisan interference within the state elections. The two groups claim that they're only seeking to bring democracy to underrepresented populations like people of color, youth, and unmarried women. Allen said that Alabamians should be assured that his office is capable of handling an influx of voter registrations that may result from these mailers. And he does admit that a pre-filled form is not currently illegal. However, he says that often they're pre-filled with inaccurate or outdated data regarding the voter. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A Chinese woman who was arrested in 2021 for setting fire to a Montgomery church is now sentenced for arson. Jiaqin Yan is an illegal alien from China who will now spend 8.5 months in prison for the fires that she set at First Baptist Church in Montgomery. Prosecutors say that Yan had multiple encounters with church staff before the start of that fire in October. Yan was also charged with possession of an illegal firearm. 33-year-old Justin Hammer of Northport was named the 2024 champion of the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic. Hammer reeled in 58 pounds and 3 ounces of fish over a 3-day tournament that was on Grand Lake in Oklahoma and takes home a grand prize of $300,000. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Barbecue sauce and rib meat off me.
Yeah, okay.
Looking good.
I forgot we're going on video. I should have let you carry a little sauce over.
Yeah, I was trying to wipe it away. I'm sure I got a little extra flavor in the beer here.
That's for later.
Yeah, yeah.
That's for later.
Yeah, I'm not going to be licking it on air.
No, of course not.
Shouldn't be licking it anyway. Hey, let's go to Bob. Hi. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
What's on your mind, Bob?
All right, how you guys doing today?
All right.
It was disappointing. Night before last, I lost listening to one of my favorite television hosts, and that would be Jesse Waters.
Mm-hmm.
The guy kind of lost it with somebody, and he used God's name in vain on TV, and I said, that's it. Ooh. I can't tolerate someone with that coming out of their mouth. So,
wait, did he say GD or GD?
No, he said the word. He said the word.
Oh, that's what I meant. Yeah, I'm not going to say the word.
He said the word, and they kind of caught him off guard. I mean, it was impulsive. He hadn't planned to say what he had said, but it came out of his mouth, which was even worse, that he's suppressing that he uses that kind of language. And I hate it because he was the most entertaining one of the evening lineup, and I enjoyed him because, again, he put some levity in his program that I enjoyed, but, man, I just, my spirit was stabbed when he said that. I said, oh, come on, Jesse, you don't have to do that on TV.
Though, keep in mind, I think that guy's New York through and through. I think there's a cultural difference in terms of curse words. There really is. I know for a fact you say GD down here, you got a big problem with a lot of folks. Whereas up the, up north, especially in New York City, it's kind of a throwaway. And I'm sure we've got things we say if, other ears from around the country perk up. Well, what the hell?
Right.
Very true. Very true.
And my intelligent wife had some input. She said, I think Jesse's Catholic, and Catholics can say a lot, and then go to the priest and get absolved of it, so they can move on.
Forgive me, Father, what I continue to do.
Yeah, right.
So, I don't think that's how repentance works.
Yeah. My brother used to be in the military, and he said, both Catholics would party, But they would be at Mass on Sunday morning, no matter how bad a night they had. They would be at Mass. Anyway. Well, anyway, you guys are doing a great job. Just keep being positive. There are a few positive things on the horizon, thankfully. We're not dealing with a lot of negativity, so y'all just keep bringing the positive out on the air for us, and success to you, and have a great day.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Now, Eddie, have you seen the new kickoff that the NFL's going to have? They essentially stole it from the XFL.
They've stolen so much from the XFL, it's not even funny.
Well, but do you think this is a good idea? Because here's the logic, folks. They changed it to where it is now, where essentially every kickoff goes into the end zone. Yeah. It's just a touchback every time because there are too many injuries from the high-speed collision.
Getting soft. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, and also they made this new rule where you can't do the hip drop tackle.
Yeah, we are switching over slowly to flag football. That's where we're going.
Like, what the heck is that?
Flag football, buddy.
Like, you can't grab somebody by the hips around the waist and fall down.
No, Joey.
A lot of defenders are like, what the H is this?
How is this football? Right. How is this football?
I can somewhat understand the things you control, like the blind side hits, these sorts of things.
I get it. It was unnecessary.
But a lot of these guys are little, as my dad said when he worked at or played at Jeff Davis, went to Jeff Davis. Mm-hmm. That boy ain't quick. He's sudden. That guy's sudden. I got it. Get him down however
right.
I can.
A lot of times, all you can do is just put your weight on him and just ride him down to the ground. That's all you can do.
Can you imagine having to tackle the guy I always think of old players, but I loved watching Mike Allstott.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, he's a beast.
Like, how do you tackle that guy that's not a hip drop, like a waist? Come on.
Did you ever watch any
Or interviews? Jerome Bettis is another big one.
Yeah, no, he's the beast. But interviews with Allstott, not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
No. No, he's pretty, though. He's a pretty man, and he was a big dude. He could knock you over.
I remember the first couple of interviews, I thought, is he got brain injury?
Though that Buccaneers team that I fell in love with, Derek Brooks, brilliant guy. Brooks, I think, got his MBA. He's running his own business. John Lynch, very clever, smart fella.
What about
Warren Sapp's been great.
What about y'all's old quarterback? Got knocked out this past weekend.
Which one?
Vince Young?
No, Jameis Winston was on the Bucs. I don't think Vince Young played for the Bucs.
I thought he did. You sure? I thought he did.
No, okay. Sean King was one guy. He was too short, kept getting balls batted down. Then I think we had when we won the Super Bowl with Gruden, Brad Johnson, the old...
How tall was that guy, John?
Like 5'10". That's short for a quarterback. I'm short for a quarterback. For an NFL quarterback? You don't.
That's why you go play the CFL, like Flutie.
Unless you're Doug Flutie, right. And then you're sudden. Then you can. But here, let me pull it up on the stream. This is going to be the new kickoff because they're tired of touchbacks, but they also don't want the injuries to come back. So it's almost like
the XFL.
The defense team.
It's literally the XFL.
I'll describe it for folks who aren't looking. The defense team is lined up. So the kicker's on the 30-yard line, opposite. And then on the same side of the field, on the receiving side, you have the receiving team blockers on the 30-yard line. You have the defense, like, kickoff team folks on the 35-yard line, just 5 yards across from them. And then they kick the ball back. So let's see how this plays out in this. And, guy catches it at about the 5. And then they run the kickoff like normal.
Yep.
Honestly, that's, I think, a returner's best friend because these guys don't have that giddy up behind
the wall,
them.
Yeah.
But it's more like a standard football play.
Yeah. Just softening, man. The softening of America, Joey.
Yeah, and I thought XFL was supposed to be Extreme Football League. Though, dude, I want to encourage everybody. It's been a while since I've listened to him. You go in and out of phases with podcasts. But he's out of Huntsville. I think Dale Jackson knows him. Conrad Thompson's wrestling podcast.
Oh, okay.
And there's a whole episode Conrad does something to wrestle about with Bruce Pritchard, where they do a whole episode, like a 3-hour, 4-hour episode on the XFL when Vince wanted to do the XFL. And Bruce Pritchard, who's a wrestling guy, is Vince's right-hand man, is kind of tapped to, like, go and put the XFL together. Crazy. Well, like, how is this even a...
I can only imagine.
How is this even a business? The more it's come out about Vince, for instance, like, how are y'all even a business? This is like a circus, sideshow, something that does not exist anymore. They've definitely become more corporate and official. But crazy stuff going on. I encourage folks, you'll look that up. Bruce Pritchard, Conrad Thompson, Something to Wrestle. And that episode of the XFL is just amazing insight.
Excellent.
But let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Early Night.
Hey, Early Night.
I wanted to joke with Eddie in particular because he knows that in most foreign countries, cursing or using profanity is almost part of the language.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, very much so.
I think my favorite one I can't even think about saying on the air would be the one from Italy, our big Catholic country, when they tell us what we could do with the Virgin Madonna. the literal translation of it, I'm like, we don't have any curse words, that is it.
Or how about the Russian curse words? Like, yeah, there's so much around the world that people get pretty creative.
Oh yeah,
pretty nasty.
Oh, yeah.
You know my favorite thing, when I first got out of the Air Force, me and HR got a chance to laugh at a lady, a local, because she was upset because I said something pissed me off and I wouldn't retract the statement. And I'm like, I really want you to call Chicago. Man, if you heard them people laughing in HR.
Oh, yeah.
There are just some things that don't. I mean, some words and phrases just don't matter.
Jogged a memory for me. It's funny what sticks with you. I think this was sixth or seventh grade. And, like, I was a very good boy. Like, I didn't get in trouble. I had straight A's. Started to go downhill more later in high school and whatever. But I was always very good. But I do remember one time I got in trouble. Some kid was climbing around on the monkey bars, but not the way you do it, where you're hanging and climbing. He actually had his feet up, where he's trying to be like a spider. And, of course, he falls right on his back and almost breaks his neck and stuff. And I'm walking in. We're talking about what just happened. And I say to one of my friends walking back into the school building, what a dumbass. And the teacher overhears it and makes a huge deal out of it. And my mother tried to make a huge deal out of it. And the whole time, my dad is trying to, next to my mom, you can see he's laughing. He's like, this is the stupidest crap. Like, give me a break.
I can't remember now, but I feel you, man. It's cultural stuff is so funny.
Well, especially with the internet these days, the stuff I watch, I have to watch myself on these airwaves because you get used to this is what people my age watch and how we talk, so I don't know.
Well, I think you're right, Urban, that cultural thing, because I remember when we moved to Alaska, it was 11th grade, went from literally Robert E. Lee High School up there. I told a teacher, ma'am, I called her yes, ma'am, a couple times. She kicked me out of class. Had to go to see the principal about ma'am. And the whole conversation with my parents trying to explain to the principal and the teacher, who was young, and she was wholly offended because an older lady gets called ma'am. Said, honey, that's where we're from.
Honey?
He's trying to... Yeah, it didn't go well. It did not go well at all. We didn't make friends that day. So, yeah, it is a cultural thing. I didn't even consider that. But in the end... people actually like the Southern accent once they get used to it.
That's why people love Matlock stuff.
I had a friend that never had a Southern accent. Remember Tombstone? Remember, what was his name? Val Kilmer and Tombstone?
Yes.
Okay, my friend goes from talking like we talk now, the regular metropolitan Southern accent, to sounding like him. I'm like, what the hell did that come from? Anytime I introduce him to somebody, I got wide open red buffer coming out. I'm like, what the hell did that come from? I'm like, if you don't stop that, man, I'm going to kill you.
Stop saying I'm your Huckleberry, too. You're freaking me out.
Oh, man, it was bad. Because he went to Auburn. So he was using $10,000 words in a Southern accent. And girls was eating that crap up. I was like, this is so crazy.
Yeah.
You too, man. See you overnight.
No, and that, it is funny, two different settings, the code switching that goes on.
Yeah.
Like, you have to present yourself in a particular way. And so, that's actually the way of the world. I get it. Like, when you're hanging out, maybe drinking with your buddies in your 20s, you're probably going to talk a different way than when you're sitting down for breakfast with grandma.
Very much so.
Unless grandma's got a mouth on her, which I have a feeling those days are coming more and more. Where it's like, you see these videos online where sometimes it's the older folks who say a thing. You're like, you've been waiting to say that for 30 years.
A long time to say that. Yep.
Oh, wow. So we like the change of the kickoff?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just more softening.
Yeah, the softening of America.
Yeah,
the Nerf.
Pretty soon they're just going to start.
Yeah, they'll use a Nerf. Remember the spike ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you remember a Nerf ball, which I'd love Nerf ball, but how many times did you take a Nerf ball to, like, the eye where you thought you'd catch it and it slipped through and bust you right in the face? Kind of hurt a little bit. And I can see you probably. They didn't throw the Nerf ball inside.
No, I was always pretty quick.
Good for you.
And had good hand-eye coordination.
Good for you. Now, did you also notice, maybe in your neighborhood it was different, but someone always took a bite out of the end of a Nerf ball. It was never perfect.
Yeah, and they would get beaten up.
Yeah. But I loved a good Nerf ball.
No, I did. I remember the spike ball because you could throw an amazing, like, deep ball spiral with that thing with those
wheels
fins
on it.
Oh, it was great. Like, that was a lot of fun at recess. We made a substitute teacher cry once.
Recess?
Yeah, recess. Or P.E. No, and this is right here in Montgomery at Catholic. We made, in middle school, we made a substitute teacher cry because one coach, the P.E. coach, I won't say his name, but... Hey, Clark, when I'm doing cornerback training, like, you keep your legs together. I know you're well endowed, son, but keep your legs together. I'm like, Coach, you're obviously, you don't know who I am. Like, he would say stuff and just mess with people. And he was this way when even we were little kids in sixth, seventh grade, just messing with folks. So when we play soccer under this coach, it was tackle soccer.
Yeah.
Like, it was...
Murder ball.
Oh, it was great. It was a lot of fun. We start doing that in front of a substitute teacher. It was just one of these moms. Mm-hmm. And she didn't know how to handle it. It's like, why are you hitting him? Why are you tackling him? This is like...
It's what we do, lady. It's recess.
So, like, I don't think I'm some big tough guy. Like, I'm, you know, Douglas MacArthur, the group with a Civil War father. But also, I'm noticing the softening. I really am.
Softening of America, man. I hate it. I would think that's because we're becoming a more progressed, smarter type people, but I don't think that's it. We're really just lazier.
Well, did you see, I mentioned this yesterday, James Carville, you know?
Yeah.
You know, bald, freaky looking guy?
He's a weird dude, yeah.
Well, he said something to the effect of, well, the problem with the Democratic Party is that we got all these preachy women. You know, we got a lot of men in this party too. Maybe they get a say. It's like, wow, I think he touched the electric fence there.
Was he not canceled yesterday by saying that?
Well, because I think he's right, though. The biggest divide in American politics is, I think, between men and women right now, especially single men and single women. It's unreal.
There's a big line there. He's saying it this way, but a big softening there.
Yeah, leave it to Carville to say the part everybody else doesn't.
I can't believe that nobody just reamed him.
Oh, I'm sure people did.
But it's its own party now. Democrats, let Democrats do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, unless you cross a certain line.
I thought that was a line crosser there.
Well, they are preachy.
I know, but Joey, it doesn't matter if it's true or not. That's besides the point.
Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
This is Gene.
Hey, Gene.
Hey, Joey, don't forget to send Miss Lucy an Easter basket for Easter.
This is true, Joey.
Oh, you're right.
This is true.
We need to get on that link today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just wanted to remind you.
Well, thank you, Gene. I appreciate it.
All right. Love you.
Love you too. Hope you're doing well. Yeah, I'm actually, because some of these quotes were amazing. There some people did speak out.
I figured some Hillary Clinton types would come on out with the knives out on that one.
So this was not like on video. This was a sit-down interview with New York Times reporter Maureen Dowd.
Okay.
And here's what Carville said. Dowd wrote that Carville has been obsessed with Biden bleeding black male voters, which is, it's usually younger black men are not loving Biden right now. And here's where Carville steps in it, according to the Democrats. But he says, a suspicion of mine is that there are too many preachy females dominating the culture of this party. Don't drink beer. Don't watch football. Don't eat hamburgers. This is not good for you. The message is too feminine. Everything you're doing is destroying the planet. You've got to eat your peas. If you listen to the Democratic elites, NPR is my go-to place for that. The whole talk is about how women and women of color are going to decide this election. I'm like, well, 48% of the people that vote are males. Do you mind if we have some consideration? That is an amazing quote.
Find where he's wrong. Point it out, Jim.
Amazing quote. And then AOC, of course, had to respond to it. What did she say? Maybe he should start a podcast about it. I hear men are really underrepresented in that space.
Still think she's hot.
Objectively, yes, but...
Nancy Reagan was hotter.
You think Nancy? That's... Don't talk about Nancy that way.
Just...
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah. I hear men are really underrepresented in that space. How much... If you want to start a podcast, just start a podcast.
Right.
Well, there is a little bit of truth to... How many, like, great female orators are there in human history? Oh, it's just because the men kept them down. Like, no. I think there's a difference. Yeah.
But I will say, I mean, I don't
there are certain women who are great.
Yeah, I don't think I watch 50-50 between male and female podcasters, but I don't find myself going, oh, this is a female. I must immediately switch to a male.
Right.
If they're enjoyable, entertaining, and educational, I don't care who's giving
them. No, and some female-led podcasts are great. I love, what's that Lauren Compton doing thing under Your Mom's House Network, where it's the first date thing, where she gets into people's love life and all that?
I can't stand that one.
You don't like it?
I cannot stand her. Yeah.
I like it because it makes people uncomfortable, like you.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly right.
I like that a good bit. I do generally think this, you've probably seen this Bobby Atloff chick, who does, like, these snarky interviews with, like, top-end star, like Shaq.
Oh, okay.
Like, she just did one with Andrew Santino that was hilarious.
Okay, that was great.
Where they're just insulting each other.
Yeah, they're fixing to do another one, too. Yeah.
No, so there are great female comedians out there and podcasters. It's just, I get so tired of this, like, all men, all women thing. It's like, no, I just don't like you.
It's an easier way to separate people, Joey. See, a lot of places I used to work, instead of the company saying, we would like for you workers to be angry at us management.
Mm-hmm.
They would put a split down the middle. They'd say, you are in this department and you are in this department. And they would always come to you and say, that other department is making you guys look bad. They'd always go to the other department and say the same thing. And you know what? That caused us not to get along.
Mm-hmm.
When the real enemy, was the management.
And all these preachy women.
I have a few of them.
Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's us?
Talk about preachy.
What up, Duke?
I tell you what, to solve this thing. How y'all doing?
Doing wonderful.
Doing okay.
There's a chick named Katie Brick.
Yeah.
She need to get these women in and sit them down at the kitchen table. Have a little talk with them.
What would you like? What would you like her to say to these women?
Well, see, you know, that's a place in the kitchen. You know, things start off in the kitchen. So, once you graduate from the kitchen, then you can make it expand to other places.
I don't want the people making my food mad with me.
That was an easy one right there.
Weight room. We hadn't talked in a few days, and that's the best you got out of the gate?
I really called about this cat that, what's this guy's name? Donnie. Talking about, selling Bibles and stuff.
Oh, yeah. This is the second guy we bought a Bible for.
This is the God Bless America Bible.
Yeah, buddy.
It has Lee Greenwood handwritten song lyrics.
Mm.
It has the Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of it?
Give me a pair of gold sneakers to put on. So the old Bible underneath my arm, boy. What else I need? What else Trump say you giving away?
Can we raise the money somehow, Eddie, to where we buy all this stuff?
Oh, I would love to.
And just take a photo with it?
I hate that I didn't buy the sneakers because they were affordable for about 2 minutes.
Right.
But what's missing now? Trump got to have a tent now. If he's going to do this revival thing right, he got to have a tent.
A tent?
You know, he got the tennis shoes, people jumping up and down and shouting and going, oh, we got to have something on the feet. So we got to have a tent for the Bible study and the speaking in tongue and all that stuff that people do at these tents. You got to have a tent. So
no, I think Trump would sell whatever. He's like, and, you know, to reach out to my, to reach out to my Satanist friends, here's a Trump Baphomet, half man, half goat, but it's glorious. Yeah. I do it better than anybody. Like, it's just, I think it's a play to the, people are saying it's a financial thing. Yes. Trump's position in this going public with Truth Social, $3 billion. He's got the money.
Are you going to buy any of that?
But for real, though, he can make some money right now, though. He got the Bible, he got the shoes, so he can get the tent, so he can get all these bananas out here that's following him up to the end. They spend that money, and they, you know, all those, everybody be happy, everybody be rich, you know.
Right.
I just wanna, you know, participate some kind of way, you know, make some of this money.
Now I want to continue on with this preachy women thing. Because it's not just James Carville.
Oh?
Yeah.
It's actually, I think, would you say this is a black woman, Eddie? Her name is Nina Turner. She's a progressive activist and former surrogate for Bernie Sanders.
What's she talking about? What Nina talking about?
She's on with the Breakfast Club. Let's listen in together.
Don't blame black people for this. Why we gotta keep saving folks? Mm-hmm. And black men have been emasculated in the Democratic Party.
Mm.
That's real. Mm. They don't see themselves because to lift up black women is beautiful. We should, but not at the expense of black men. Mm. We have achieved what we have achieved so far in this country because we are together.
Mm.
And we can't pick up other people's bad habits. Now, white women may be able to lead a white man by the side of the road. Sisters can't do that. And the way that in this politics, the way the Democratic Party, the mothers of the movement, and black women delivered and black women saved, black men do not vote much differently than black women. So don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
If Trump wins, God forbid, it is going to be because this president and the Democratic Party did not deliver material changes for the people of this nation.
I think she's 100%
right.
Can't
argue at all. Can't argue with that at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
You know. So what somebody was trying to say, what were they trying to say? What was the, what was she responding to?
Because you're seeing it in polling, black men, especially younger black men, are leaning more towards the Trump. I don't think it was the tennis shoe. Well, maybe it was the mugshot or the trading cards. I don't know.
I'm telling one of the two, man.
No, I think, Duke, it comes down to is a growing. It's beautiful. There is a growing black middle class. A lot of young black men are business owners, are working this economy, and they get that they're being lied to by Washington D.C. They get they're being fed a line. And they're kind of tired of the crap. And I think the internet has opened things up a great deal in terms of the conversation.
Come on to the other side. We're a better liar on this side. What are you trying to
say? Right. Well, no, it's a binary choice. They're all liars. Fair enough.
Come on over this side. We'll tell you a better lie. We could cover ours up a little bit better. All right, let me go. I'm going.
All right. Appreciate it. But she was responding to the idea that people are going to blame black men if they don't vote with the Democrats, you know, the next time again. And I think she makes a good point in response. 272-9228. We'll see where people go.
I'm sorry.
Because at the end of the day, people can vote for whatever reason they want. People can vote for economic reasons or cultural. But I think at the end of the day, it is how much you can put on the kitchen table. It is how much you can provide for you and the people you love. And if you are trying to make it in this world, make it in America by owning part of the American dream, whether that's a home or a business, however you're making your wealth, to see yourself getting ripped off while the folks in power are saying, well, this is, everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. Why are you even complaining? Everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. Joe Biden whooped inflation. Joe Biden is like, he's the man who did all this stuff for us. Why are y'all complaining when folks know, say if you're a business owner, my inputs, my costs are going through the roof. I'm having trouble paying my employees, but I want to help them out because small business, these people are like family to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting squeezed. All while I'm seeing a bunch of virtue signaling about like Trump is a slaver or something. And I think there are folks a little, it's worn thin. Like a lot of the crap you hear from Republicans is worn thin.
Yep.
Like, we have to reinvent ourselves at some point. And just alluding back to the past constantly over and over again is, in my mind, more a system of control by a certain managerial elite that's controlling everybody. They're Republicans, they're Democrats, black, white, they're controlling 100%. Men, women, everybody.
100%.
And maybe we could get a new break where everybody is actually set free, freer than we are now, to pursue our own interests and work together. I think that would work out better. But here's an example of, well, sometimes they can't take the heat. For some reason, mean Karine Jean, or Karine Jean-Pierre, whatever her name is, she went on a radio show in North Carolina.
I think I heard about this.
And, well, she hung up after getting two tough questions.
Just two?
Yeah, let's judge if this is, like, were these guys out of line, these hosts?
All right.
Let's listen in.
The number of people that I was talking to you today, it was interesting, though. They all said, would you please just ask her?
does the president have dementia? And so before I move on from that, does he?
That Mark, I can't even believe you're asking me this question. That is an incredibly offensive question to ask.
But you know people ask it.
Wait, oh, let me, no. You, Mark, you're taking us down this rabbit hole. Let me be very clear about this. For the past several years, the president's physician has laid out in a comprehensive way the president's health. This is a president, if you watch him every day, if you really pay attention to his record and what he has done, you will see exactly how focused he's been on the American people, how historic his actions have been. And so I'm not even going to take the premise of your question. I think it is incredibly insulting, and so we can move on to the next question.
Gas prices and grocery prices, then, big topics here in North Carolina. How does Mr. Biden win votes when people don't have as much disposable income?
Look, the president understands. He grew up in a middle-class family, a working-class family in Scranton, Pennsylvania. He gets it. He understands how difficult it is for Americans who are sitting around their kitchen table every month trying to figure out what they're going to pay for. You have to remember, when the president walked into this administration, there were multiple crises happening. There was COVID. There was the economy was in a tailspin because of the last administration, because of what the President Trump left us with. Now you're asking me about gas prices. The president took action on gas prices. Let's not forget. Russia's invasion on Ukraine skyrocketed prices of gas. And because the president took action, we see we are in a different place than we were a year ago on gas prices. Eggs, milk, seafood products, all the important groceries, those costs have gone down because of what this president has been able to do. And with that, thank you so much, Mark. Have an amazing, amazing day.
Wow. Wow.
And she hung up.
Wow. I mean, Mark, I am nominating you to get a press corps badge, and you need to go to the White House.
Wow.
Now, honestly, his questions weren't that hard.
That was out of Charlotte on a talk station very much like ours.
Right. They weren't hard questions. I bet she was surprised by it because she probably expected a cupcake type interview. But instead of answering the hard questions, this administration's damned you for asking the hard questions.
Well, and you can claim that his doctor says he's fine. He doesn't have dementia, but people also watch him every day.
Right. When she said watch him every
day.
We
do.
Exactly. I have not seen a moment, and you correct me if I'm wrong, when's the last moment you saw where you thought Biden did not have dementia? Where you thought, oh, he's clear-headed? Besides that little speech he gave a while back when we know they had him doped up.
Yeah.
And they know they only had X amount of time to hurry up and get him out of there because it's going to wear off.
Right. Well, and the bouts of anger, all this sort of stuff.
But can't be too mad.
But, if they want to say he hasn't been diagnosed with it, they could probably say that truthfully. He probably has not been diagnosed with it.
I disagree with
you that. You can split hairs there.
I agreed.
No, what I'm getting to is when she said, all those costs have come down.
Yeah.
You are an effing liar. Sorry for using harsh letters, Bob. All those prices are still up. All that's slowed down is the rate of increase.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It's not just this administration. It's every administration. It's all the folks that have accepted the conventional wisdom, and we've built entire institutions off of it, that in order to have a good economy, we need to be able to devalue your money year after inflation's a good thing. Because, Eddie, if your money's gaining value through deflation, why would you go buy that thing when you know your money could even buy more? It's like, well, because maybe today I want a cup of coffee or a car.
Because tomorrow I won't be able to afford it.
They're destroying your ability as an everyday person to save in your money. It's not a store value anymore. It's why I'm so bullish and such a believer, again, in Bitcoin. But it's such a lie. Lies, damn lies, and statistics.
Yep.
The price of things have not come down.
Not at all, dude.
It's like, oh, we've cut the deficit.
No.
We're adding more and more.
But these are the same people. We should not be surprised. These are the same people that lied to us about COVID. These are the same people that are in there. Why would they not keep lying? Nothing happened to them with this big lie. Nothing happened.
And we'll see where it all goes. But as I was mentioning, the polls are showing things tightening up. Trump leaves Biden just 46-45 in new CNBC national poll. He led 48-42 in the same poll in December. New Bloomberg Morning Consult poll for Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, North Carolina, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. Top line numbers are getting tighter. Biden now leads in Wisconsin, tied in Michigan and Pennsylvania. He's gaining ground in all seven battleground states.
Don't believe it. Absolutely don't believe these pollsters. Not at all.
So we'll see where it all goes.
Especially anything put out by NBC or CSNBC. Remember who they just fired the other day?
Ronna McDaniel or
so
whatever?
Does that not tell you? Does that not tell you that they are a very one-sided network? They want no opinion from nobody else. So why would I believe anything they ever tell me? It's always going to be tainted.
Hey, this part of the program?
Yeah.
Brought to you by River Region Contracting.
Oh, those are good folks, too.
Really good folks. Great local folks, like so many of our sponsors. Mm-hmm. And they can help you with that roof of yours there at River Region Contracting. Yeah, they do both asphalt and metal roofs?
Yes, they do.
Okay. And you've had them work on both?
Okay. Had them work on both. And both times it was a pleasurable experience. The first time they came out and did the inspection, I took advantage of the inspection offer they had. Educated me very well because I thought I still had another 20, 30 years left on that roof. But they said, yeah, your roof is fine, but it's these metal screws you got to worry about. And they showed me why. The little grommets will rust out or kind of break, and all of a sudden you end up with a drip. Well, the thing about the hard shingles, not the metal siding, but it's their regular everyday black shingles you see, Alabama heat, they start melting together. So they just start getting brittle. So you might have a 30-year roof, 15 years down the road, you start looking at it, doesn't look like it probably should anymore.
Right.
Get it inspected.
Right. And, well, here's the deal. If you leave something without getting it looked into for too long, your insurance company is going to tell you no, you were negligent.
That's exactly right, Joe.
And they're like, fight us in court. If you don't like it.
Exactly right.
That's why, especially in this Alabama weather, like Eddie's saying, you should get it done yearly. And here's the great news. At River Region Contracting, their inspections and estimates are always free.
Absolutely.
And they're a team of insurance specialists. So if you find a problem with your roof, your insurance company might cover. They can walk you through that claims process and make it an easy and pleasurable experience.
I've seen them do it, man. I've seen them do it.
That number, 356-8635. That's 356-8635. And be sure to tell Todd Clark and that great team there at River Region Contracting that Joey and Eddie, those fellas on the radio, sent you. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The weather news is getting better and better over the next several days, especially as we approach the Easter weekend. Lots of sunshine today. I've got us around 74 for the high temperature. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow's high up to about 69. Lots of sun. And then for Easter weekend, Good Friday, high in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in the upper 70s Saturday, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday, and sunshine for several days in a row. A great forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdett.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus. I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, following up on something I talked about a little bit yesterday with Judge Napolitano, UK court orders to delay Julian Assange extradition to the United States on espionage charges. This is from Newsmax. A British court says Julian Assange cannot immediately be extradited to the United States on espionage charges. It's a partial victory for the WikiLeaks founder. Two high court judges said they would grant Assange a new appeal unless U.S. authorities give further assurances about what will happen to him. The ruling means the legal saga, which has dragged on for more than a decade, will continue. The case has been adjourned until May the 20th. Judges Victoria Sharp and Jeremy Johnson said that if no assurances are filed by the U.S., they will grant Assange permission to appeal extradition on grounds including breach of freedom of expression, and because he might receive the death penalty. During a two-day hearing in the High Court in February, Assange's lawyer, Edward Fitzgerald, said American authorities were seeking to punish him for WikiLeaks' exposure of criminality on the part of the U.S. government on an unprecedented scale, including torture and killings. Assange's supporters have argued he is a journalist protected by the First Amendment who exposed U.S. military wrongdoing in Iraq and Afghanistan that was in the public interest. They've argued his prosecution is politically motivated, and he can't get a fair trial in the U.S. The U.S. government said Assange's actions went beyond journalism by soliciting, stealing, and indiscriminately publishing classified government documents that endangered innocent lives. So, a break in the case there for Julian Assange. We shall see, but I think what the British court's essentially demanding is you treat him with the full rights that he deserves, then we'll send him over there. Give him full-on due process, then we'll talk and give up the goods. And 272-9228, if you want to hop in before we close up shop. But it does appear that the Biden camp is continuing to panic over RFK Jr. And it's because I think, even though you would common knowledge might be RFK's more pulling from the Trump or the politically homeless, no, he's a liberal through and through, and don't underestimate the Kennedy name. Also, don't underestimate the powers that be in this country backing Biden and the establishment in the Democratic Party, because there's an establishment in both parties, folks. Don't underestimate what they can do when they go to work on somebody. Now, the ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, now six presumed dead because they couldn't be found, but the ship was inspected 27 times since construction in 2015, with deficiencies found twice. It was being piloted by Baltimore port expert crew at time of collision. Captain did drop port anchor in desperate bid to slow down. Chilean authorities last summer reported the ship had propulsion malfunctions. So I think we're only now getting to understand the problem, but like a lot of these events, there are a lot of little signs leading up to it, and people just were cutting corners and not paying attention. What an absolute, absolute shame. And amid critical manpower shortages, the Army is trying to lure back retirees, which is not a good sign for morale and recruitment there in the Army. If you're trying to get retired Army service members back into the fold, back into uniform, that suggests that the new folks coming up just ain't interested in joining your force. Not a good thing for folks at all. But how about this? Let's hit a quick break. We'll be right back. More news and views after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out
It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got 3 floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. This part of the program brought to you by Prattville Carpet.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Ray Bull's on vacation. He's enjoying himself, so we normally would talk to him on the phone, but we're going to do the ad here, Eddie. And the main selling point of Prattville Carpet is, again, they're great local folks, and they'll literally go the extra mile to help you out. What does that mean? Well, call them up at 285-8117 and ask about a free in-home measurement. What does that mean? It means, okay, I want to redo the living room. Right. I want to redo the carpet in the bedroom.
Right.
They can come on in. They'll measure exactly the area that you're trying to resurface. And that way, once you pick out the type of carpet you want, or the type of hardwood you want, or the luxury vinyl plank, or the laminate products, or maybe you're redoing a bathroom so it's all ceramic tile.
Oh, nice.
But once they have that measurement, you pick out the product, they'll know exactly how much it's going to cost you.
Right.
And how quickly they can get it done. It just makes it a smooth and easy process. Now, of course, you can always stop by 2201 Cobbsford Road, but they'll even bring you samples when they come to see you as well, if you already have a general idea of what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So again, whether it's carpet, hardwood, traditional hardwood, laminate flooring, or the luxury vinyl plank, which looks like traditional hardwood,
really
great stuff, or even ceramic tile, they do it all there, Prattville Carpet. Again, that number, 285-8117. That's 285-8117. And be sure to tell Ray and that great team there that Joey and Eddie from News and Views in the afternoon sent you. So, got about like 2 minutes left. Did we learn anything today?
I relearned my love for Ingram's Ribs.
Yeah, they're really, really good over there at Sweet Creek.
Mm-hmm. And I learned that, you know what, Joey? You look pretty good with a little bit of sauce on your cheeks like that. That's a cute look for Joey. A little barbecue sauce on him.
Making me feel uncomfortable, man.
You should do your profile pic that way.
HR!
Just say
it. HR!
I'm trying to help you out. Gives you that cute kind of approachable look.
Don't go all pervert. Don't go all the diddler on me.
No. Not this guy. No.
Although, what do you think about that? I mean, we got a minute left, but what do you think about that?
I think there's more coming.
About Diddy?
Yep. And I think there's somebody else behind Diddy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, buddy.
What do you think he did to Justin Bieber?
I know that relationship suddenly stopped.
Yep. And Bieber went a little nuts.
Yep. And let's not forget Beyonce. How old was she when she started dating? Yeah, there's another one coming.
Mm. Not good.
Nope.
Not good. Well, I covered it yesterday, but Cat Williams is a prophet.
Dude, love Cat Williams.
He called it, man.
He did. He sure did.
And more is coming indeed. Yeah, but just stop looking at me like you're P. Diddy looking at a snack.
I'm trying to help you out with the whole single thing.
Yeah, no. With the sauce. I love the sauce on your cheeks.
Like you're holding a rib.